Are we good to go? Yes, we are. Hello, good evening. I'm sorry for the delay. Want to know what the biggest irony is? The biggest irony.
Yeah,
is that
I thought I was be late.
Yeah, I got distracted by the hot 16 challenge. Is it?
You're dying
again.
Holy shit!
Oh, bear with me.
Or is it me? Is it me? I don't know.
I can check. I subscribe to myself and it sounds fine. You sound fine as well, for the record. Yeah. PC sounds okay.
Okay.
What is
whatever then.
What is the
hello? Is our bot working? Is there a stream chat bot working?
Well, YouTube says stream health is excellent.
I mean our bot, the chat bot.
Oh, what about the bot? Are you asking if the chat bot works? That's a good question.
Is it working?
I don't know. Hold on.
Let's find out. Meow.
Oh, connection expired. Hold on.
Nice. Hi, it's PG-13, like, just how you're used to it.
How do I make it not expired? How do I reconnect it?
This is some fire.
Like this track.
Yeah.
At least something good is coming from it. How much do you want me to focus on this YouTube chat thing? This channel is on hold. What? What do you mean this channel is on hold?
What is on hold? Also, Schism tells everyone to drop dead. So if everyone can drop dead real quick, that'd be cool. Just do the flop. Everybody do the flop!
Oh, YouTube, what? You're legally required to law. Oh, it's talking about like children protection, but I thought I already said that.
What? Yeah, we're definitely a children's show for sure.
Well, it says, okay, hold on. So it says we're live, but OBS, but the restream says my channel is on hold.
I think we are live.
Yeah. Are you guys hearing us? Yeah, I can
hear you. We are live.
You know what? Fuck this YouTube chat. I don't know. See, Twitch does the whole chat thing much better, and they actually care about people being able to use their API. YouTube clearly doesn't. They want to sell more people to, like, Google Cloud or something.
I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't even mind streaming on Twitch, but... Meh. Anyway.
And I mean, it's actually...
I think you can still publish, like, VODs from Twitch to YouTube, right?
We can...
That shouldn't even be a problem.
Yeah, and we might... Might be something to think about, actually, because Twitch, like, I think the reason we stopped streaming on Twitch was because it was not as accessible as YouTube, but nowadays it's actually not the case anymore, like, both on iOS and on the web. So we might think about that. If it's something you guys want, let me just kill this then.
Yeah, so next stream, probably Twitch.
He is not playing. Oh, you want to tell Connor about your internet?
Oh, no, Connor. I didn't get my internet yet. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not streaming My internet hasn't happened yet. I am not playing, quote unquote, this shit. Thanks for spoiling how amazing this game is going to be. I am fucking hyped.
Yeah.
This is going to be great. It's going to be the best game ever.
Let us slowly get going here. So what I'm going to do is start up the game.
So can we expect the usual? Is this what that is? Is this Audio Rally Racing 2? it's not as good as Audio Speed, right? It won't make me insult all the audio gamers again, will it? Oh shit.
So okay. We're in the game. Microsoft David with a flanger has told us that it's an AI called SP8. And it's going to talk to us, basically, is what it said. And,
wait, what?
The game...
Yeah,
David told us that it's an AI with a flanger. You'll see what I mean. And I can see with OCR, it says play in options. Now, I set up OBS to capture a full screen... Is this a full screen window? Can you check if... Actually, you know what? There's probably a much safer option. Because apparently this game has some kind of a graphic.
Oh, I can see something. Oh. Play options, exit.
Yay!
Oh my god.
You actually did it! I'm proud of you! I'm so happy about that. That is not even an exaggeration.
You did it! It's working! It's amazing! It's a miracle!
Yeah!
It's me, Mario!
I think this might actually be... No, it's not the first game from... it's not
options.
The first stream that has... Whoa!
Credits.
Options.
Wait, why does it do that? What the...
Credits.
Play.
Is this how this is supposed to sound like?
Options. Credits.
Ow! Ow!
Sorry.
What are you doing? Why are you doing that?
Play options.
I'm trying to figure out why it's sounding like that.
Credits. Exit.
Did I accidentally route to the chat channel on the thingy, or does it doesn't sound like that? I guess it does.
Play.
Oh.
Options. Credits.
Let's take a look at the credits first.
Did we forget to tweet? Oh.
Sorry.
Hold on. Let's do that real quick.
A game by Rising Pixel. Directed by Ivan Venturi. Game designed by Luca Contato. Programming by Juan Alberto Santana Rocha.
What are you doing with the volume?
Additional code by Laura Del Pino Diaz and Davide Cristini. Graphics by Jen Lopez Hernandez. Sound
what
design
are you
and
doing?
SFX by
Nothing.
Luca Contato and
Nothing.
Free Sound.
Turn it
Music
up a bit.
By Techno EXE. Test by Kyle Morena.
Techno EXE.
Administrative direction by Mirko Venturi. Special thanks to Stefano Inia Cabra, Tiziano Ferraro. An audio game made and produced by Audio Games Association.
I love how it says sounds by Luca, whatever it was, and Free Sound. If that is considered abiding by the...
Okay, now it's too loud. What's up with the volume of this stupid piece of shit?
It's compressing. Very hard for some reason.
Is this what this game... this is horrible. Is this going through the right thing?
Well, I can adjust it with the game slider, so I would assume so, but I will double check.
Okay, so, yeah, it's fine. Okay, so I guess...
But I will double check because I, like...
Is this game for PC also? We're playing this on PC right now, so,
yeah. Yep, that is how it sounds like.
Jeez, okay,
It is going to the right device.
Okay, sorry, I take it back.
What?
Exit. Play. Options.
That's a very weird way of doing audio ducking.
Difficulty.
Yeah, just compress the shit out
of
it.
So people have said...
Voice over.
I have So some people have said that this game is easy.
Subtitles. Dyslexia reinforcement.
Do you really want dyslexia
reinforcement?
I don't think this I don't think this is what you want, is it? Like, you don't want your dyslexia reinforced.
That's a very unfortunate translation. This game will make you worse at spelling than you already were.
Oh no.
High contrast. Reset game prod difficulty.
Well, I heard that this game is kind of like easy by the default difficulty, so
really easy.
Okay, so set the difficulty to like the hardest.
Hard. Really hard. Really easy. Easy.
I can't shift tab. Okay, hold on.
Really hard.
Really hard. Difficulty.
Yeah.
Voiceover.
Oh, this is gonna be amazing. Enable. Oh, I'm so looking forward to this shit.
Enable. Disable.
Something tells me I don't want to disable voiceover.
Difficulty. Voice subtitles. Dyslexia reinforcement. Play.
Okay. Well, I mean that's all there is in the options menu. So let's just go. We've already delayed it long enough.
Option play. Tutorial. Championship. Single race. Endless galact. Single race. Champ. Single race. And single race.
I just realized something.
Champ. Single race.
This flanger is
what
live.
What did you realize?
This flanger
is... What made you gasp?
Yeah, sorry. So this flanger is live. It's not applied to the sound files. It's just like being ran through...
Champ, single race.
Yeah, sorry. I'm...
How did you... Oh, because it...
Yeah, I just kept going back and forth and noticed. Wait a second. Huh.
Championship tutorial.
I mean...
That's already...
kind of a neat idea.
Yeah, actually, it is.
I mean, it's overkill, but I mean, to be honest, like, mainstream games do this too, right? They have menu effects and stuff. Like, their menus aren't plain, so I guess that's innovation on some level.
Yeah, I mean, it's something. It's something, right? Okay, let's do the tutorial.
Yeah.
Tutorial.
Oh, this is gonna be exciting.
Hello, Commander. SP8 at your service.
Hi.
To become the hero of Space Wave Race, you will need to follow some simple but basic rules. The aim of the game is to complete all the paths of the championship by finishing first in the standings. There are no runners-up. Only one can be the hero of Space Wave Race.
Does the graphics still work?
Victory! Use the left and right directional arrows to turn up and down to speed up or slow down. Space to shoot or confirm. A good start is essential to get to the finish line faster. As soon as the countdown beep 4 times, accelerate to take full advantage of your turbo engines. Now it's your turn.
Okay.
Graphics seem to work.
Perfect start. Good job. Let's continue. Use the directional arrows and listen to the indications for the curves to avoid going off the defined path.
As opposed to what? The non-directional arrows?
Sound signals will indicate when you are getting too close to the left or right edge. Now it's your turn.
Oh yeah.
What the hell?
Left curve incoming.
Let's punch it!
Alright, hit it!
Good job.
Whoa.
Let's continue.
Nice.
When an asteroid is approaching,
very
the
close
only
to them.
Thing to do is avoid it by moving into a free lane. A sound signal will tell you when an asteroid is on a collision course with your ship. Now it's your turn.
Oh. What
the hell?
Asteroid
Wait,
incoming.
What?
I thought I already had to avoid an asteroid. Oh, I see. Just passed it.
Good job. Let's continue. Sooner or later, you will have to compare yourself with other competitors. Their spaceships are not easy to overcome, but your blasters will be able to turn the tide in your favor. This sound will warn you about an incoming enemy. Try to get in line with the enemy, and as soon as the blasters are ready, the onboard computer will indicate the right time to shoot with an audible and visual signal. Press space to shoot, but don't wait too long,
or
the enemy
fucked.
Will get the better of you.
Yep. I turned it down a little bit. Before you tell me the volumes.
Wait, what is this?
That's a targeting reticle, apparently.
Enemy.
Oh. I mean, it doesn't sound too bad.
No.
Good job. Let's continue.
Sick! Well, the sounds aren't bad.
No, they're really
gotta give it that. Victory. Oh, that's it?
That was
very hard, Commander. Indeed. Well, I mean, okay, but that was a tutorial, so... Yeah, we get it.
New game.
Okay, Spate.
Spaceway
All right, Spate. Bronze League. What you got, Spate?
Spaceway Bronze League. Choose your spaceship.
Okay, that's lame.
PUMA-Z3000. Max speed.
What?
70%.
Puma.
Acceleration. 60%.
Oh.
Movement speed.
Oh,
50%.
What? One of those.
It's this again.
Stellar storm. Max speed.
Gotta recycle.
Acceleration. 50%. Movement speed.
Ooh.
60%. Space Guardian.
What?
Max speed. 60%. Acceleration.
Oh, that's
75%. Movement speed. 90%.
Also, this one is not that fast, but it accelerates.
What's quickly. That
US
mean?
Pioneer. Locked spaceship. Max speed.
Ooh, this one's locked.
What
75%.
Is... Huh?
Acceleration.
What is the difference 75%. Between... Oh, is movement speed like turning?
Turning speed, I guess. Yeah.
95%.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Okay. 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 That's
nice.
Space Guardian.
Nice.
Max speed.
Let's take
Stellar Storm.
Let's take the fastest one.
Max this is not gonna choose it. Stellar Storm.
It's not gonna end badly at all.
Did it just say Joseph?
Oh, I think it said you have chosen, but I heard Joseph. Too.
Novice Star.
Oh.
Turn the engines on at the right time. Perfect start.
Boom!
I like these sounds though.
Ooh. Yeah.
Asteroid incoming.
Avoid that shit.
Wow. Asteroid avoided. Right curve incoming.
Wait, what? What is happening?
I'm taking
Asteroid
the curve.
Incoming.
Oh, that was... This sounds very difficult.
Asteroid avoided.
That was really hard.
I can't even imagine what very easy must be.
I mean, there is another... I mean... Whoops. Did I really crash? Oops.
Oh, well done.
I like the music, though, as well. Something else I have to point out. The music is not bad.
It kind of has a sequence storm menu music vibe or something for some reason.
Yeah.
Enemy incoming.
Oh, fun.
Own it! Own it!
Enemy eliminated. Right curve incoming.
Did it say illuminated?
Did it?
Enemy illuminated? The enemy couldn't see, so you provided a flashlight.
So something else I noticed,
Asteroid
like when you actually turn, it slows you down.
Asteroid incoming.
Oh, there's Asteroid Doppler as well.
Oh, it has like the tiniest Great amount finish. Of Doppler.
New record.
Which makes First total... Position. Oh!
Your time.
Oh no, what was Minute. That? That was 48. Two musics over another.
Yeah.
Next race.
Yes, please.
Terran planet. Perfect start.
So... Like, very difficult? Question mark? I'm not even playing and I can just feel the boredom oozing out of this computer.
Curve incoming.
So we might as well talk about the other thing we plan to do today.
Oh yeah. It also has something to do with space, actually.
Enemy incoming.
You can probably guess where this is going. If you've been following.
Yeah, you can probably guess where this is going. I mean, it looks like I was worried that we wouldn't make it in time, but I mean,
he actually did.
But I mean,
I suspect this might be like one or 2 hour stream at most. Incoming. But let's see if we can beat this bronze lead.
Asteroid avoided.
We can at least enjoy the music.
Yeah. Yeah, so, we were planning to, watch the, SpaceX launch, and, we could probably stream that. Just put our commentary, right? Because it's in the public domain, so we should be able to do that, right?
There's other people doing it. Apparently, Jonathan Mosen on his show is also doing it. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, whatever. We can do it.
First position. Is that Alien Outback music?
Wait, where have I heard that?
One.
Yeah, I was gonna say I've heard that before. It's totally Alien Outback. Also, it plays over this thing. Is this just gonna play the whole time? Is that the only music that we'll get?
Soul 2.
Nope.
Oh.
Every time I say soldier?
Soul 2.
Perfect start.
If they even launch today, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, apparently weather is quite
bad. If they do, though. I mean, it's a cheap game, right?
Yeah.
So, at least it's like not too expensive.
This would be a good mobile game. I don't know if you agree with me.
I mean, there's hardly anything happening. Is there even any this is very difficult.
Really hard.
Curve incoming.
Oh, I mean, yeah, really hard.
Incoming.
You should try it on really easy to see what the difference is.
Asteroid avoided.
Okay, I mean,
enemy incoming.
Nice. Well, that's good. How about we harvest some asteroids instead?
I mean, if this is a bronze league, I want to see what the gold league is like.
Enemy eliminated.
Or even the silver league.
Enemy eliminated.
Asteroid avoided.
So glad I got the.
It's a horse space chicken.
Which reminds you know what also this reminded me of. I still want to do a stream of New Horizons at some point. That's actually also probably going to be kind of a chill stream, because that game doesn't have too much story going.
Oh.
Asteroid avoided. Right curve.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and there is.
I also really. So if I'm lucky, you crashed. So if I'm lucky, I might not have to wait that long for my new internet. I can't wait to fucking get streaming again, I swear. Like, when was the last time I actually streamed?
Too long. I think I told Kevin this, like, when we talked about this. And I'm gonna say it to you guys as well. I will be more than happy to be a co-host for a while.
Perfect start.
Like, it's also fun in its own right, and I wouldn't mind doing that again. Oh, this is good.
You should try some other spaceships to see what they say. Oh, wait, no, you have to do this for this entire league, right?
I think I can save. Oh, no, I'm not paying attention to the game.
Left curve incoming.
I'm paying more attention to the music.
What if Connor says if they do?
Asteroid incoming.
I like this track.
What?
Asteroid avoided. Two asteroids incoming.
Oh.
Two asteroids. Oh boy.
Oh no.
And we're stepping.
Oh, is there really even Doppler? It's just pitch randomism. Now, here's a question. Do they even shoot you down if you don't do anything? Because,
let's find out.
Oh, Wow, this got boring really fast. Keep in mind, we're playing on very really hard.
Left curve incoming. Hey, at least the music's good.
And really hard means you can apparently still crash like a whole bunch and nothing will happen.
Asteroid incoming.
Only thing that this game has going for it is the sound design is nice.
Asteroid avoided.
Yeah, and I mean also the price. Honestly,
we should do
also
a QC stream at some time.
Well,
I mean, sure.
The enemy has escaped. Right curve incoming.
Well, okay. Now what? Where's the challenge?
Asteroids incoming.
Can you die? Like, if you get cracked, if you...
Like, nope.
Race finished. New record. Second position. Your time. 2 minutes. 21. Seconds.
Did I unlock any of the new shit?
Mati Ox S.
What? Oh, is that the... Oh, you can't even...
Can I pause?
Resume game. Back to menu. Restart level. Resume game. Back to menu.
Oh, I think you can't change the ship. Play.
Champion. Single championship. Continue. New game. Continue game. Mati Ox.
Yeah, no, you have to finish it. Okay.
Slow start.
Oh, stop!
And this is
back to restart level. Back restart. Mati Ox S.
So let's continue talking about some of the things we're planning to do and all our stuff that you know we're want to do. Like you know, finish BD at some point maybe.
2 asteroids incoming.
Oh yeah,
eventually.
Finish BD. Oh, well, that ain't good. We need to obviously play Code 7. We need to play Jackbox.
Asteroid incoming.
For sure.
Oh yeah.
We need to.
Oh, by the way, sorry.
2 asteroids incoming.
I wanted to ask you because I didn't hear the story.
Go ahead.
Either. Like, how is your internet, like, actually gonna be there? Because the last message I saw from you about this topic was, well.
Yeah, so maybe if I'm lucky next week, but we'll have to see.
How did that change?
They are doing things.
Did someone, like, did you actually yell enough?
I guess.
Asteroid incoming.
Oh, that's good.
Asteroid avoided.
Oh, so I guess in really easy, the asteroid's just gonna be slower.
Oh god damn it!
Oh, what did you do? Oh, did you not?
What did I not do? Is the
asteroid
more
incoming?
Did you not steer?
I guess.
Asteroid avoided.
I steered the wrong way.
Enemy incoming.
Whee!
Yeah.
Eliminated.
Why can't we get another game like Audio Speed? What the hell was that?
I think they literally got enough, like, people complaining that was too hard. Like, I bet that's what the problem is.
But, like, this is really, really hard. How is this really hard?
Race finished. New record.
So,
first position. Your time. 2 minutes. 17 seconds.
This is still one of my favorite tracks.
I mean, the music's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uber system.
Oh, we're already recycling music.
Uber system.
Perfect start.
Uber system.
Uber system.
You're Uber system.
I guess this is officially an Uber,
not the Lyft system.
Yeah, I mean, we have to keep in mind that, like, this game is a lot cheaper than the stuff they used to make.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's fair. Like, you know, it's $5. Or something like that.
It's actually €3. Yeah, I guess that would be about $5, right? €3.
I will send a bear to your house if you don't finish it. Oh, hold on.
Two asteroids incoming.
Also, they're trying to cater to, like,
asteroid avoided.
Other disabilities, kinda, I guess, because of, like, all the...
Wait!
Other...
Wait, why is everything so slow for you? By this level, the roids were coming so fast. I got hit within a second of the alert and couldn't avoid anything. And that was playing on medium. Okay, well, can you go back and change the difficulty? Like, change it to medium.
Resume game. Back to menu.
Okay.
Welcome. Exit. Credits.
Well, I can tell you that my fans aren't running it, like, options. Aren't being taxed at all. Like, I don't hear them, like, being... So I'm pretty sure I'm getting 60 FPS. If I'm getting less than 60 FPS, I'm gonna be very disappointed.
Voiceover.
Unless this game is capped at 30 or something, or 15.
Difficulty. Subtitles. Dyslexia reinforces.
Oh, yeah.
Difficulty. Really easy. Really hard.
Oh, was it really easy selected all this time?
Difficulty.
No, select really hard. Okay, go back in.
Really easy.
Oh.
Easy.
Yeah. Medium. That's what I figured. Difficulty. Set it to medium.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Play. Championship. Sync champion. Continue. Uber system.
Okay.
I mean, then it would actually
slow start.
Uber system.
Oh, I'm not supposed to hold down the up arrow all the time. Oops. Oh well.
Meh, whatever. Enemy you'll be fine. Coming.
Enemy eliminator. Asteroid incoming. Asteroid avoided.
What is the difference?
Oh, my ship. Whoa. Oh, my ship cannot go as fast as it.
What the hell?
My ship can go as fast as it used to. Oh, not listening to the sounds.
What are you doing?
Two asteroids incoming. Asteroid avoided.
Look.
Enemy incoming.
This is my max speed now.
Enemy eliminated. Enemy incoming.
Okay, yeah, this is awful. Jesus. We finish this race and then just switch back.
Enemy eliminated.
But that is weird.
Left curve incoming.
Like...
Yeah.
So you guys are saying you...
Oh,
great.
Right curve incoming.
Oh, wait!
Asteroid incoming.
Oh, that was...
Asteroid avoided.
Aster? Kinda?
Left curve incoming. Left curve incoming.
Right, what is it? Right curve.
Curve incoming.
Jesus, this is so sad. Any other opponent? What?
New record. First position. Your time. Two.
Any other opponents?
Minutes.
No.
Seconds.
I think this is it.
Next race.
Jesus, this is slow.
Can I pause?
Did it say Polo Complex?
Slow start.
Was that a space air horn?
Space air horn.
Well, it sounded like one, didn't it? It was like a synth air horn.
Options.
Yeah, like a...
No, I just want to go and design synth air horns and like...
Options.
Some synth.
Difficulty. Really easy.
Oh yeah, speaking of sounds.
Really hard.
We have done a thing.
Difficulty.
Kevin and another friend of ours, Gillum, and me.
Exit.
Play. We made Windows.
Oh yeah.
Championship.
So Gillum actually just texted me and brought up a really good point. Something that we probably can advertise, right? I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right?
I suppose so, yeah.
So, all of you should,
two asteroids in.
If you're, you know, tired of how your Team Talk or Windows sounds, you can go to currentlyuntitled.design, that's all one word, currentlyuntitled.design, and download installers for sounds that sound better and are more interesting.
Pretty much. You don't hear them on
you
the
should totally do that.
But
no.
I'll take our word
you
for it.
You don't hear them on the stream, but
take our word for it.
They are pretty cool. They have all been designed to basically fit each other. So it's all one, like, nicely consistent set of sounds. I mean, you know, might as well advertise it because nothing else is going on, so.
Enemy incoming.
Yeah, should get them and share the page around. Currentlyuntitled.design.
Two asteroids.
There will be more stuff.
Yeah.
As time goes on and as we make more stuff.
I actually got a...
If you have ideas on what stuff you want made...
I actually got a tweet...
Let us know and we will possibly consider it.
I got a tweet from Papa on Twitter. Oh no! I did try to dodge it, but this ship has horrible turning speed. I got a request from Papa for some more general purpose notification sounds, and I think you can already kind of oblige that. Oh dear.
Yep, we will be putting some general purpose notification sounds and stuff up over the next few days. So those are also definitely coming. So if you're bored of like how your notifications sound on your phone, on your computer,
it's funny. So I got a tweet from Patrick asking if I'm going to stream Dreamland or Tomb Hunter. Now, Tomb Hunter was already streamed and something else we need to finish. And as for Dreamland, that is something
hell
else
yeah
we need to do. And funny, we're talking about Dreamland today because I just made a database entry for it a couple hours ago. So it's very fresh on my mind.
And we actually tried. We tried streaming it, I think, like three times, and none of them worked.
I think if we were to do it now, it probably would.
New record.
But yeah.
First position. Your time.
I think we have the video workflow pretty much done now.
42.
Like enough that seconds. I think it would work.
Yep.
Next race.
Also, I don't know if the difficulty actually switched lost because that ship sound is still lower pitched than it used to be.
Perfect start.
Phase air horn!
Enemy incoming.
Oh, now it's faster again.
Left curve incoming.
So yeah, currentlyuntitled.design. Go grab it, go install it, and then go into your control panel, go into sound, and select it in the combo box, or you can also, you know, if you like the new Windows 10 settings dialog, you can probably stumble your way into the right dialog by performing the right combination of sacrifices on the right day at the right time somehow.
Asteroid avoided.
I think so, I think it'd be correct.
It's here. I'll put the link in Discord.
It's also on our private Twitters.
Boom.
Two asteroids.
On my Twitter and on his Twitter. I went the wrong way.
Oh, well, that's great. Kill him. Fix it. The description still says Nice. Well done.
I kind of partially...
Scalemity is a beautiful, modern, blah, blah, blah.
I partially jumped the gun for posting about it, so I feel partly responsible. Because, like, I woke up, so I made the installer...
Fix the meta content description.
I made the installer yesterday, and I uploaded it to our shared folder. I woke up, and like, oh, it's there, I'm gonna tweet it. But half the other stuff, and I noticed afterwards, it wasn't actually completed. Like, the website, I mean. Don't talk and drive at the same time.
Asteroid incoming. Asteroid avoided.
But yeah, Dreamland, Doom Hunter really needs to be finished.
Asteroid avoided.
That's definitely something we'll do.
Race finished. New record. First position.
Yeah.
Your time.
I'm trying to decide whether this was harder or when we were playing on medium it was harder.
Seconds.
Because I'm trying to decide whether it was next actually faster race. Or slower. And I cannot.
Audio Rally Racing? I haven't played this, so.
Perfect start.
What about Audio Rally Racing?
Two asteroids incoming.
Wait, what did you say? What? Oh! Oh, you mean if this difficulty was harder than the other one,
left curve incoming.
But we have another tweet.
It's like a semitone lower than it used to be, isn't it?
It went back up again.
Curve incoming.
The max engine.
Oh, I just went the wrong way. Whoa!
What are you doing? Whoa!
I just phased.
Oh, you went through the wall!
Yeah, I did. The sound was like on the other side.
Wow. You just went through the wall.
Eliminated. Enemy incoming.
And since we're still talking about stuff that we did, we've done some work on Cycle Path.
Asteroid incoming.
Well, like, not a lot, but enough
asteroid
to
avoided.
Make it work again.
Two asteroids.
Oh, but we had issues with the. With the audio, right? You said.
With what?
You said there was problems with the audio.
Where?
Well, the new sounds for Cycle Path. Well, the new re-encoded sounds.
Oh, yeah. For some reason, they don't load properly. So I might actually really have to refactor most of it and make it work with my new sound code, which sucks because I was really hoping to avoid doing that.
I can try and recompress them with a lower bitrate so they're smaller.
Hey,
that should work.
Do we have any JavaScript developers that listen to this that want to help me?
Enemy incoming.
I can just help me. Re-encode. I can re-encode them at a lower bitrate.
Two asteroids incoming.
I guess.
Yeah, that's really stupid. Like, it shouldn't break.
Yeah, no. I went wrong way again. Because the problem with the padding in this game as well is that it starts in the middle and then it goes to the side. So when you have two asteroids coming, it's actually pretty hard to figure out where they are for a while.
Eliminated. Left curve incoming.
I guess the curves do get more tight.
Asteroid avoided. Race finished. New record. First position.
Not that it seems to be much of a problem.
2 minutes. 48 seconds. Next race. Vexindarizi.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Perfect start.
We
air. What's that mean?
I don't know.
Enemy incoming.
It sounds like a futuristic sort of train.
It sounds like the London Tube, yeah.
Enemy eliminated.
Like when it accelerates.
Asteroids incoming.
See what I mean?
Asteroid avoided.
With the panning?
Yeah, the stereo field is super narrow.
I mean, I guess I don't have to say anything.
Why is this not binaural? It's a Unity game!
And I mean, they have done binaural stuff before the Wild West thingy-majig, which hasn't come out yet. Oh, I can't wait to stream that.
Enemy incoming.
With the voice acting, oh god.
Oh, that is amazing.
That is gonna be fun. There's also gonna be a new blind quest, by the way, so that's
which
also...
Which one is the other one? The Veil? I think that one was also one that's gonna be really cool that needs to finally come out. What are you doing?! You need to actually steer, you know, it's a racing game.
Sorry, I forgot.
Asteroid avoided. Left curve incoming.
Well, hey, at least now we'll have some sort of... Oh, wait, is it getting slower the more often you crash?
I just noticed that the curves are actually starting to be, like, more narrow because they do have less time to react. Good, about time. So I might actually need to start slowing down sometime.
Yeah, maybe like once the mobile version comes out, that would be cool. Like,
I was turning. I don't know if you heard. I was trying.
Yeah, I did. But you kind of jiggled back and forth a bit.
Well, we're stuck with this ship. Which, unlike an audio speed, doesn't blow up. Whoa, the brake on the ship! Did you notice how fast this thing brakes?
And you still crashed! And again! What are you doing?
You're not holding the keys in this game, you know that, right? Like, you just have to tap them, I think. Right?
Oh, is it like...
Oh, never mind.
Enemy incoming.
I think?
Enemy eliminated.
I mean, I don't know, just hold the right asteroid arrow and see if you crash into the wall.
Let's just do it in the next curve.
Asteroid avoided.
What happened to the
No, just hold it. Do it. Do it, hold it. No, hold the left arrow. Hold left. You.
Oh.
Hold it.
Hold on.
Wait, so this is like lane based?
I think.
Asteroid avoided.
Yeah, I think you just have like three lanes.
Race finished. New record.
Oh, great.
Second position.
That was worth it.
Your time.
Oh.
3 minutes.
Well done.
15.
So it's 9 o'clock and we have, I think, about 20 minutes before the launch. Does anyone know how SpaceX is doing weather-wise today? Like, did they already avoid it? Did they already, like, abort it? Are they still ahead on schedule to do the launch? Does anyone know?
Enemy incoming.
Because apparently the weather was supposed to be kind of crap today as well. So it's actually, I think they only had like a 40% chance to be able to do it.
Two asteroids incoming. Asteroid avoided.
Oh, it slowed down again. What the hell?
Left curve incoming.
What the hell? Yeah.
Whoa! Did you hear the phasing?
What are you doing?
I was doing testing the thing you told me to test.
Yeah.
Right curve incoming. Enemy incoming. Enemy eliminated. Right curve incoming. Asteroid incoming. Asteroid.
I think it is, has been.
They said it was better today.
Left curve incoming. Okay.
Whoa. So I think when I'm done with this race, we might want to slowly start thinking about tuning in, because I think they're going to be finalizing all the text things. we...
Oh, they're already live?
I mean, they're live all the time.
Can you... Do you have a way to... What?
They're live all the time. It's literally like a 24/7 live stream. Asteroid
avoided.
And we kind of have to decide how quickly we want to tune in. Like, how...
Do you have a way to, like... You have a way to restream the video, like, right?
Well...
Can't you buy other starships? Yeah.
I'm hoping that if I bring up the video and put it full screen, OBS will notice. And maybe capture it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll try that.
You are so not gonna win.
God damn it. You're not helping. You know that?
Enemy eliminated.
Asteroid. Wait, you're getting even slower.
I don't know why. Like, I didn't change anything.
Because you keep crashing.
But you think that's why?
Incoming.
I think it's because you... yeah, I think so.
I believe.
Okay.
Asteroids incoming.
Yeah. You're running into the asteroid!
Asteroid avoided.
You were saying?
Race finished.
More like asteroids avoided.
First position.
Yep, asteroids plural.
Well.
3
minutes. Also, we got a tweet.
6
Which I should probably check.
Seconds.
Do we?
Next race.
I think Dreamland is good for streaming. Because we can't translate the... What?
Well, look, I cannot translate it for you.
Because we can't translate and all of the...
Asteroid incoming.
And all of the movement is automatic? What?
Well, yeah,
why does that make it good for streaming?
I don't know.
Curve incoming.
I mean, we could make a... Dreamland team in which we just start up, press Control H and talk to the chat.
2 asteroids incoming.
Oh, that's some boring ass fucking shit.
Asteroid avoided. Enemy incoming.
We could do it.
It's a good song.
This is probably my favorite song in the game.
Enemy eliminated. Asteroid incoming.
It's probably the shoot noise, even though it really doesn't sound like a shoot noise, but.
Asteroid avoided.
I mean, like, in conjunction with the explosion.
Okay, now these asteroids are...
Yep. Now, of course, I went the wrong way again because of the stereo.
Enemy incoming. Incoming.
This is beautiful.
Enemy eliminated. Left curve incoming.
Oh, that was a short curve.
Meow. Right curve incoming.
I oversteered.
Good job.
Right curve incoming.
Whoa.
Meow.
Meow. I wonder what my cats are up to.
2 asteroids incoming.
Why does it always play that, like, one asteroid sound really loud in the middle?
I think it's just like a warning sound. Whoa! That curve was narrow.
Enemy incoming.
I think the strategy for these curves. I think the best strategy for these curves.
2 asteroids incoming.
I mean, guys, I could slow down and maybe avoid them. But I mean, there's literally no reason for me to do that because apart from slowing me down, which doesn't seem to matter too much in the long run, there's like no incentive for me to go slow.
First position.
You know what I mean?
Your time. 2.
Yeah, minutes. Just crash a whole bunch of times and...
But you can, yeah, seconds. Like as long as you get back into the thing.
Congratulations. You won the Space Wave Race Championship.
Oh!
New championship unlocked.
Well, that...
New spaceship unlocked.
Ooh. I unlocked the space...
Okay.
Congratulations. You completed.
What is this?
Space Wave Bronze League.
Yes.
What is this buzzing thing that keeps sweeping left and right?
The cleaning robot that is now cleaning your spaceship.
Welcome to Space Wave Race.
I mean, maybe.
Commander. Options. Play. Championship. Single race.
Try one more spaceship or something. Try like an endless
space
race.
Space Wave Bronze League. Space Wave Bronze League. Novice Star.
No, go back. There was like an endless.
Oh, was there?
Oh, okay.
Space Wave Bronze League. Novice Theta 9.
Yeah, I think there's a.
Use your spaceship, Stellar Storm. Go back.
Let's get the one that Hyperion. We unlocked.
Locked space, US Pioneer. Max speed.
I think this is the one that 75%. I think this is the one that we unlocked, right?
Acceleration. 75%. Movement speed.
Is this the 95%. One where everything's at 75?
Hyperion.
Oh.
Locked spaceship, okay. US
Pioneer. Let's try this one.
Chosen. US Pioneer.
U.S. Pioneer. Ooh. That's appropriate.
Theta 999. Perfect start.
Oh, it does actually sound different.
Ooh, farting spaceship.
Asteroid avoided. Left curve incoming.
That's fuel.
Two asteroids incoming.
I want to be able to shoot these asteroids. That's something you can do.
Asteroid
in,
avoided.
New Horizons. New Horizons.
Yeah, enemy incoming. Enemy eliminated. Asteroid incoming.
Here we are in our spaceship that sounds like a never-ending fart.
Yeah.
Two asteroids incoming.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job! I'm right, fucking bored. I don't know what to say anymore.
Enemy incoming.
So is the launch still going on or did they get aborted?
Yeah, Connor.
Enemy incoming.
Oh, enemy.
Resume game.
Oh. Anyway.
Resume game.
I'm so fucking bored. Oh, this is so boring. Oh my god.
Right curve incoming.
Whoops. Wee. Wee.
Whoa!
Wee, I'm drunk.
Can you face through the wall again? Try.
Oh, this is a left curve. I want to be going right. Whoops. I want to go in the opposite direction.
Asteroid incoming.
Yeah, I know. That,
asteroid avoided.
What a fucked up logic that is.
Two asteroids incoming. Asteroid avoided. Left curve incoming.
Apparently.
Nope. No more phasing.
Enemy incoming. Enemy eliminated.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the music is good. Incoming.
What happens if you shoot before then? Can you shoot now?
Nope. Now, if the enemy's there, I did it earlier, it just kept... Look, I'll show you. Here we go.
The enemy has escaped.
This thing was... Good at you.
Third position. Your time.
Oh, look, we're in third position.
What?
Minutes.
Third?
13.
Yep.
Seconds.
What?
How
does that make
Welcome
sense?
Welcome to Space Wave Race.
Hi, Commander.
My name is SPA.
Ah, fuck. This game is so boring, I'm yawning. Intelligence.
My task is to guide you through the adversities of space.
Apparently,
you
we have an all clear for the launch, so it is happening.
Still loading. Options,
space bar or enter to confirm.
And it's gonna still start.
Fuel. To go back. Exit.
Yeah, well, it's gonna start in like 10 minutes, so might as well tune in. You guys wanna tune in? Yeah, let's tune in. We can talk about the.
Let's thing. Do this shit.
Okay. Let me just bring up another YouTube. Apparently, the YouTube thinks that PG-13 plays listens to a lot of metal and random anime stuff a lot. Like, have you ever looked at our recommendations?
What?
Like, hold on, let me read some of these off to you. Guess the meme song, win $5,000, Davey 504. Crew Demo 2 by SpaceX is literally recommending us we watch this thing. That's funny, I didn't actually know that.
Okay.
2.4 million watching, apparently.
Jesus.
Oh. Nice. Epic.
Epic. Hold on.
Okay.
Epic.
Epic. For launch. We are coming up on 9 minutes.
There you go.
Okay, I plopped it in full screen. Can you see anything?
We've gotten through T-minus 10 minutes with the crew discussions.
Did you set...
Activity is now going to switch over to Falcon 9. Our next major event comes at T-minus 7 minutes.
Did you set your OBS to do the window already?
Those currently
oh no, I made a game capture, but let's actually switch it to a window capture.
Stage, that's a good from point. Getting down to the Merlin engines, we'll open the pre-valves. That'll allow fuel liquid oxygen to flow.
I can't see anything yet. But I don't know where the lag is.
When we open the valves,
yeah, I'm going to make it a window capture.
The 9 Merlin 1D turbopumps on the first stage engine.
Yeah, no, I can't see anything yet.
To where they would then be ready to pass the large amounts of liquid oxygen through the pumps and into the main thrust chambers when we get to engine ignition at T-minus 2 seconds.
Now you should be able to see it.
We don't want to try to run highly chilled liquid
oxygen through a warm pump.
Now it should be visible in all
screen.
So right
now we are waiting for T-minus 7.
So do they have commentary all day?
Yeah, they do. It's like
that, we will also get the fuel shut down.
Show.
Okay, I see it.
They start to show random NASA shit usually. So, would you guys want to go to space? They apparently did a poll.
SpaceX launch director in the background there.
And most people said yes.
7 minutes as we start the chill. We will also get into the final topping off. Stage one fuel.
Why the fuck not?
The fuel load will complete.
I wouldn't go to Mars because you wouldn't be able to come back. But I would totally go to space.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't install the amplification extension for Chrome because this video is a bit quiet, and I don't really have a way to turn it up anymore.
It sounds fine to me.
No. It sounds like you're not.
No.
Well, now they're not talking.
Going on, but it's
we'll try not talking over
a whole bunch of beep.
We'll try not talking over the dude when he talks.
Stage one and stage two engine chill has started.
Engine chill. Oh yeah, because like frozen fuel. They're using two different substances for the fuel.
We've heard the call out. Stage one engine chill has started. That's gone up to the crew so that they've got situational awareness. As I mentioned, the pre-valves are open, and now we are topping off first stage fuel, getting ready to finish the fuel load. Liquid oxygen load on first and second
engine
stage
pressure.
Will continue until the last 3 to 2 minutes of the
countdown. Wow, I didn't even know there was more than one other person.
We should hear that call out. Right. RP1 load complete, coming up in about 6 minutes. Again, RP1 is just that densified kerosene or that rocket fuel that Falcon 9 is going to be used to power Bob and Doug to orbit today.
Bob and Doug, with those names, man, don't get any more.
Stage one fuel is closed out.
All right, we got Bob and Doug.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, basically NASA is like hasn't
right
they
on time.
Haven't
that
flown.
Call out indicates that the fuel loading
in an American
on the first stage
spaceship in a while
is complete.
And
draining
well,
back the lines now. So first stage and second stage fuel are complete. Liquid oxygen loading is continuing on both stages. You can see on the view on the left side of the monitor, the condensation,
first time
the cold gas wrapped around the stages
private company is sending people to space.
Liquid oxygen.
Gonna be NASA certified.
Humidity from the Florida air.
It's gonna be Bob and Doug.
Looks like at this moment, yep. We're a little more than 90% full on the oxidizer on the first stage.
Good old
up
boys from the yard.
Also, this ship is mostly stage. Reusable. The rocket comes back, and the capsule comes back. This capsule has an ejection system in case something goes horribly wrong.
Heater's closing out.
Which is built into the thing, which that's a brand new. It has something they call it Draco engines. Like it has 8 Draco engines that can eject the capsule from the rocket if it like catches fire or something. Dude, it talks about dragons. The whole capsule is called Crew Dragon. Like, man, just like, dude, all the dragons.
Pressurizing the Falcon 9 tanks. We're going to open the clamp armor on the second stage and begin to retract the strongback.
Clamp armor.
We'll move back about 2 degrees.
The clamp armor.
That'll get us to liftoff position. At liftoff, the strongback will then recline about 45 degrees away.
I'm reclining right now.
I should
need to wait for no.
I should
strong
also recline.
Whatever.
There we go. I'm reclining.
Call out the strongback retract has started on the left.
Let's see if there's any text on the screen.
Page 1, RPM lead.
Oh, don't see any.
Might be a clock.
We might. I don't know what resolution are you streaming.
360p. So if you guys actually want to see this properly, just pull up the NASA TV stream.
We are just.
And then you'll have to synchronize it manually.
From liftoff. Again, at this moment, Bob and Doug are really just laser focused on those displays.
Bob and Doug, I fucking love
they
it. That's amazing.
Directly into Dragon and the Falcon 9, they're able to see where their fuel loading is at. How everything's progressing down with the count.
AFTS final setup started.
So apparently, if they need to take manual control, so if they need to take manual control, they literally
minutes from launch.
Just have like a little tablet that
and
they can use.
Is now reclining away from
like they
the Falcon 9.
Like just tap things and fly it like that. But is
Alexa?
But it's designed to.
I want control.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm sorry, Doug. I can't do that. apparently, it's supposed to automatically dock with the station. Like, they apparently shouldn't need to do anything, but they're going to just to get used to how it works.
Oh, I saw on TV that they had this thing that, like, this
Dragon
web app where you could, like, practice moving the thing around.
Oh yeah, that is
okay. Apparently, that was also the one that they used to actually train. So,
oh really?
Web apps are getting fucking real.
Stage 2,
that I didn't know.
Load for about another half a minute or so. Once we get the completion of stage 2,
I wonder how much of that code is actually in
the
tablet they're using.
So you'll see another.
I couldn't find out what operating system it's using or anything. I tried to Google it, but there's literally no information.
Transitioning to
T-minus 1 minute and 40 seconds.
Android.
We're going on.
Or Linux of some kind.
Android.
Yeah, Android or Linux, that would be my guess.
Away from the stage 2 locks load being complete. It's been almost 9 years since we've been in this position. A lot of work done by thousands of people to get to this point. All our eyes focused on 2 now.
Bob and Doug.
Yep, Bob and Doug.
Stage 2 locks load is closed out. Propellant fills are complete.
Ooh.
Dragon is an auto idle.
Crackle. Nice.
Dragon is an auto what? Auto
stage
throttle?
Two locks load
idle.
Complete.
Oh. Auto idle.
All fuel, all oxidizer on Falcon 9. 1 minute, 34 seconds to go till launch.
Ground gas closeout is starting.
This is where it gets excited. Bob and Doug, how you doing?
Yep.
Ah, that's good. That's good.
I just, like, they have to remember about so many things. Like, it must be really, like, kind of stressful in a way. Apparently what they do is, like, I listened to some interviews.
They're about to be shot into space.
Yeah.
On a thing that literally, like, didn't their test blow up?
Oh, that was a different thing, but yeah.
Falcon 9 is in startup.
The rocket they're using for this one has been used to...
Arm for launch.
Yeah, the rocket they're using was used to ferry cargo.
Under a minute now, the FTS, the flight termination system.
First time, it's carrying people. But it's been field tested.
Dragon, SpaceX, go for launch.
Ooh, boy.
SpaceX, Dragon, we're go for launch. Let's light this candle.
let's light this candle.
T-minus 30 seconds.
Stage one tanks pressing for flight.
T-minus 15 shit. Seconds.
Yep.
Here we go.
You can already kind of hear the noises.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Lift off.
Vision the nominal. Ambitions of a new generation continuing the dream. 20 seconds into flight, stage one propulsion is nominal.
That is some loud ass shit.
You don't say.
T plus 30 seconds into this historic mission. Flying crew on board Dragon and Falcon 9, and look at them go!
Falcon power telemetry nominal.
M1D throttle down.
We're throttling down to get ready for the period of maximum dynamic pressure.
Really excited about this shit. Like, we're in the throttle bucket. So long for this to be incredible, actually. I'm really excited.
Reports say all systems are go.
To be a part of this all. It's a great honor.
Vehicle is supersonic.
Also, I'm about to fall asleep.
We've exceeded Mach 1 on the Falcon 9.
Oh, damn. Mach 1.
M1D throttle up.
GTS by Jim.
We're throttling.
While they continue uphill, looks like we're in view of the first stage as well.
It's like three.
If on your right screen, you can see
coming up to
the first stage with the grid fins deployed. It's making its way back to attempt to land on our drone ship. Of course, I still love you today. And we're just about a couple minutes away from the entry burn, and that's where three of the 9 Merlin engines do ignite to help slow the vehicle down as it re-enters back into the Earth's atmosphere. And then towards our drone ship, of course, I still love you. We're about a minute away from
that's a fun name for drone ship or any ship.
Meanwhile, that second stage continuing to power Dragon into orbit. And if you're keeping an eye on that timer, that's going to continue to burn until 8 minutes and 44 seconds into flight. So a little over 2 minutes from now, we'll hear the call out Seco. It'll then be a little
stage
under,
two propulsion is still
over,
good,
a little over 3 minutes. Until Dragon physically separates from the second stage of the Falcon 9 after the upper
Dragon
stage gets
SpaceX,
a chance.
Dragon SpaceX, nominal trajectory.
Dragon Tappies, nominal trajectory.
Continuing to check in with Bob and Doug as they are on a nominal trajectory. Just about 10 seconds away
nice
from that first stage.
Yeah.
Starting that entry burn.
Well, it's
on your right screen,
pretty clear. It's all modern
live.
You know, digital stuff nowadays. So,
one entry burn startup.
That's probably why.
And there is that entry burn beginning. This burn lasts about 36 seconds long.
Stage 2, FTS is saved.
Seriously, what's up with that guy?
I mean, I think they're all just concentrating on their jobs.
Well, that entry burn continues. We're just about a minute away from Seco. We'll have a number of events all happen in rapid succession. It'll
Falcon
be the
shutdown.
Second engine cutoff.
Stage one
we'll be looking for
shutdown.
That stage one landing burn shortly after.
Yeah, actually, just within a few seconds of each other. It's such a cool view on your left screen, seeing Bob and Doug on Dragon. Right now, you can see the displays that they are seeing right now themselves.
Terminal guidance.
Wish I could see that.
MVAC throttle step.
Yeah, same. Also, why are they talking
are
about like left and right screens?
Seconds or so away from
because the video
Seco
feed is split up.
Engine cutoff.
Like, one hand.
This is also the point where Bob and Doug are experiencing their highest G force. We're seeing the counter tick up to right about 4.8.
Copy, Shannon.
What did it say?
Shannon, so that just means they're in their final abort zones. If they were to abort at this point, it would either be an abort to orbit or to land off the coast of Ireland. Standing by for second cutoff confirmation.
MVAC throttle step. MVAC shutdown.
Stage one landing layer.
I do wonder how many people are working, like how many people that are actually making this work right now are working from home.
Now we are waiting for our first stage to make its way to our drone ship. Of course, I still love
you. Dragon SpaceX nominal orbital insertion.
Nice.
Confirmation nominal orbital insertion.
Nominal orbital insertion.
And what you're seeing on your screen is a live view of our drone ship, where our first stage will be coming down. Looks like we lost that live view, but we'll wait for confirmation of that landing shortly here.
Yeah, so this screen is...
And there you can see on your screen, Falcon 9 has landed. This is the first Falcon 9 to...
Bob and Doug in orbit. I mean, this is a day... This is a historical day. This is us kicking off that new era of space flight that we've all been talking about and longing for since the space shuttle program came to an end in 2011.
Yes.
And the weather cooperated.
Yes. Second time's a charm.
Right.
So.
All right. So day for the history books. As you can see, we have lost some live signal there, but the mission still continues, and we're going to send it over to KSC to continue broadcasting live with you.
Expected loss of signal, Newfoundland.
Sick. 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 America has sent, or an American privately owned company has sent a person into space that's pretty sick on a spaceship called Dragon, which is even more sick. And we've watched it on PG-13, which is the most sick.
What's next? Coming up in 3 weeks, the Apple event PG-13 coverage? Is that a thing you guys want us to do?
We can do that. Can we do that? I would totally... I mean, I would absolutely do that if...
Is anyone else doing
stuff legally?
I don't know.
I don't know. Can we do that?
Are you allowed to? I mean, yeah.
I mean, we probably can on Twitch. People do that all the time on Twitch. I don't know. YouTube seems to be much more, much less forgiving.
So the one thing with Twitch seems to be that, like, you have a team thing, but you have to be like a Twitch partner to make a team. So I think we'd have to just make a PG-13 LP profile. Do we even have one? I don't remember if we made one or not. But also, I don't know how fine you guys would be.
Nope.
With such an arrangement, yeah. I mean, that was the other big reason why we didn't stream on Twitch, wasn't it? Well.
Anyway,
cross that bridge when we come to it. Anyway, yeah. We have been going for a bit of time.
I mean, something that you can do is one of us could stream on Twitch, and then the other person could host that person or whatever it's called, and then both of our channels would display the same content.
True.
So it would be relatively easy to find.
Hmm. What now? What are you guys? Oh my god! What do you guys want us to see? What do you guys want to see? Sorry. Apart from a blank screen, which is what you're seeing right now. Right?
What?
What do you guys want to see?
Someone says Alien Outback. Who said that?
Oh.
Queen's Light.
Oh, here we go. Oh, going the wrong way. Sorry. I'm doing stuff. So that the screen isn't empty at least. Oh. There we go.
No, it's fine. I think I'm done anyway.
Oh, okay.
For now.
Well, that was a shorter stream than usual, but, you know, sometimes that will happen. And, yeah, I guess. So, I mean...
Yeah.
Sometimes. Let's sum up. So, what do you think? Because, like, I don't think I feel that I wasted my money, because there are definitely high points in this game, although, like... From what I read, the consensus seemed to be that, like, it needs more stuff, and I think that's pretty much... I think sums it up pretty well, right? It's okay.
Yeah.
But it could use more stuff. Good. Yeah. And as always, you can just, you know, look at our social medias, our Discord.
And, like...
Yeah?
More variation between the different, like, levels.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, between the different difficulty levels.
Pretty much. And yeah, yep. I guess that's the main thing. Like, it is a good game, but yeah, it needs more more love. But I mean, if you like the sound of it, yeah, by all means, buy it. Support the company so they might actually make better stuff in the future. And stay tuned for Blind Quest, or like the new Blind Quest, or Tomb Hunter, or Dreamland, or whatever it is that we do next. As always, follow us on our social media, subscribe to us on YouTube, join our Discord, which is actually quite active these days. And yeah, I guess that's pretty much it, right? Or did I forget something really important?
Yep.
Okay, well, in that case, we will see you guys later.